Well, we're moving on up. We're
moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side. To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up. To the east side. We finally got
a four-letter word for a heavenly body. Sun. S-U-N-N.
Here's your Bloody Mary.
Oh, thank you, Louise. It helps me think.
Oh, are you having trouble with the crossword puzzle?
No, I always finish them.
Those puzzles are tough. You got to know a lot.
Oh, but I do. I have a brain like a sponge.
You must have a liver like one, too.
I practically got it all finished.
X-L-O-D-L? What's an exolodal?
That's a crossword puzzle word.
You better check it with the dictionary.
Oh, it won't be in the dictionary.
But if it won't be in the dictionary...
That's why they put those kind of words in puzzles, so you can't look them up.
Oh. Jenny, can you come here a minute? Try this on, Jenny. Let's see how it looks.
You finished already? That was fast.
Hey, Grandma, are you still doing that crossword puzzle?
I would have finished it hours ago if people would stop helping me.
Sorry. Ooh, I love it. Oh, thank you, Mrs. Jefferson. It's just great. Now, this hymn would have taken me a week to do.
A five-letter word for headache.
Worry.
Oh, that's not right. Don't help me.
Excuse me. I got it.
W-O-R-R-Y.
Hello? Oh, hi, Miss Willis. Yeah, Jenny's right here.
Thanks. Hi, Ma. Oh, what do you see the great job Miss Jefferson did on my skirt? What? Oh, when did that happen? Oh, yeah, I'm still here. Well, listen, I'll be up in a little while. Yeah.
Is anything wrong?
Oh, no, nothing. Alan just came home.
Alan? Oh, your brother, Alan?
Yeah.
I didn't know you had a brother, Jenny.
Would you excuse me? I gotta go.
Oh, well, Jenny, mind if I come up, too? I mean, I'd like to meet you.
I'm not going up. Well, not just yet, anyway.
Jenny?
What's all that about?
I don't know, but I'm gonna find out.
Lila was wrong, Louise.
Huh?
Worry isn't right. I need a five-letter word meaning headache.
How about in-law?
Yeah. In-law.
Where are you going? Aren't you going to finish the puzzle?
I'm going to finish it. But I'm going home where I can think of my own stupid answers.
Hey, Jenny, we've always been able to talk things out, haven't we?
You want to talk? Okay, let's talk.
Good. What's the problem with your brother?
Well, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, we won't talk about it. A couple of cokes, please, Charlie. I tell you what else we're not going to do. We're not going to leave here till we do talk about it. You're not closing early, are you, Charlie?
Are you kidding? With crowds like this, I may stay open all night.
That's even better. All right, let's have it.
My own brother, and I don't know what to say to him.
Well, let's start with hello.
Because I feel more like goodbye. It's been 2 years, Lionel. 2 whole years since he's been away, and what did we get? A postcard. Every once in a while saying nothing. Hello, I'm fine. I'm in Lisbon. I'm in London. I'm in Paris. Anywhere but home.
Sounds like your brother's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't.
What do you mean?
Well, you were mad because he went away, and now you're mad because he came back.
Well, the trouble is, my brother takes after my father.
What, you mean his wife?
That's exactly what I mean. Well, I mean, he looks like he's white.
Oh. Okay, so one of you turned out white, and the other one turned out lucky. Maybe he didn't stay in the oven long enough. There's more, isn't there?
Look, Lionel.
I know.
I don't want to talk about it.
Let me ask you something, Jenny. Are you sure you're not feeling maybe your brother's the one who turned out lucky? Jenny.
Hi, Mrs. Jefferson?
Yes.
Is Jenny Willis here?
No, but I expect to see her later. Who shall I say called?
Her brother.
Her brother? Oh, her brother. How nice. Won't you come in?
Sure.
So you are Jenny's brother.
That's right. Do you happen to know where Jenny is?
No, I thought she went up to see you.
No, she didn't.
So you're Jenny's brother. Tom and Helen's son. Oh, I'm Mrs. Jefferson.
I'm Alan Willis.
So you're... I've already said that, haven't I?
Twice.
Well, I can't imagine what's keeping Lionel and Jenny, unless their elevator got hijacked.
Well, I might as well go upstairs and wait for them.
Oh, why the rush? Come in, sit down, have a cup of coffee.
Are you sure it's no trouble?
Of course not. Okay. I have nothing to do until my husband comes home for... Oh, George!
What did you say?
Nothing. Nothing. I suddenly realize I have a lot to do, like washing and ironing and darning and cooking. Goodbye, Alan.
Goodbye, Alan.
Who's Alan? Nobody.
Mr. Jefferson, I'm Alan Willis.
You Jenny's brother?
That's right.
Huh. I thought a zebra was bad enough. Now he got us a palomino.
George, will you cut that out?
That's all right, Mrs. Jefferson. I'm used to cracks like that. Hey, Jenny. Boy, it's good to see you.
Hello, Alan.
Lionel, right?
Yeah, right. How you doing?
How you doing? All right.
Yeah, Jenny couldn't wait to see you. Right, Jenny?
So you finally came back from Europe, huh?
Europe? How long were you there?
2 years. Hey, Jenny. We got a lot to rap about.
Hey, that's a good idea. Why don't you go rap in a white neighborhood?
We are in a white neighborhood.
I mean the one up in the Willis apartment.
Hey, Pop, will you stop
it? No, he's right. It is a better neighborhood at that.
Oh, sure. He'd think anything was better as long as it had honky in it.
I knew there there was something I missed in Europe. There wasn't anybody to feed me those dumb racial cries.
That's because you never showed me your family portrait.
Come on, Jenny, let's go upstairs.
I'll be up in a minute.
Hey, Pop, why'd you have to say that? Why not? It's my house, ain't it?
It doesn't give you the right to be rude.
He had it coming to him. If he had any guts, he wouldn't have hid out over in Europe. He'd have been right here with his mother and his sister, his own kind.
Hey, look, you know you didn't have to take that just because of us.
Oh, I know.
Well, why didn't you say something?
Because your father was right.
How are the eggs?
Oh, fine.
More toast?
No, thanks.
Would you like some more coffee? I said,
Why did you say that?
Just to liven up the conversation.
I'm sorry, darling, I was thinking.
About what?
Same thing you've been thinking about. How do you explain Alan's running away and staying away for 2 years?
Lots of kids are doing that nowadays. You know how they talk. They want to find themselves. Maybe Alan's just searching.
Searching my foot. The moment he comes to breakfast, I'm going to ask him straight out.
Tom, he just got home. Don't push it.
Push? Me? Push? When the kid told us he was dropping out of college, who said, it's your life, your decision, Who said that?
I did.
But I went right along with it, didn't I?
Yes, but...
And when he said he was running off to Europe for God knows how long, who said, good luck, son, and have a good time?
You did.
Damn right.
And then you cried all night.
I did not. Grown men do not cry. I wish you'd stop eavesdropping on me in bed.
Tom, just be patient. I'm sure Alan has an explanation. Let him do it in his own way and in his own time. Maybe we're both wrong about what we're thinking.
Maybe we're both right about what we're thinking. And maybe you're just avoiding. Let's face it, Helen. Maybe he stayed away from home because he's ashamed of us.
Don't say that.
But we'll never know until we ask him.
But not now. He'll come to us, I'm sure of it. Just give him time.
How much time?
Until he finishes breakfast.
And if he hasn't said anything by then?
I'll kill him.
Morning, Dad. Morning, Mom.
Listen, Alan, I want to
talk. What would you like for breakfast, honey?
What do you got?
Oh, cereal, eggs, grits, ham, bacon, waffles, and pancakes.
Yes.
Would you like some scrambled eggs? I've got them made.
Okay, I'll have them, too.
Did you have a good night?
I don't know. I slept right through it.
You know, you're in a good mood this morning.
Well, why shouldn't I be? I'm home.
And it's good to have you home.
You wouldn't kid your favorite son, would you, Mom?
Of course not.
Well, what kind of question is that?
Well, Jenny didn't exactly roll out the red carpet for me. She hasn't said 3 words to me since I came home.
It's only fair. 1 word for each postcard you sent in 2 years.
You think that's all that's bugging her?
Isn't that enough?
Okay. If that's the case... I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get so close to Jenny, she won't have room for her own shadow. I'm gonna be sweet and kind and warm. Trouble is, that's gonna make it tough on you, Mom. Well, when Jenny sees how adorable I am, she's gonna say to you, Mom, I want 3 more brothers just like him. And you're gonna have to deliver.
What about me? Morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
Oh, I'll get you breakfast.
Oh, no thanks, Mom. I'll just have coffee.
You're not on a diet, are you?
No.
Well, that's good. Never tamper with perfection.
Jenny, your brother just paid you a compliment. Aren't you going to say something?
Well, I can't. I'm all choked up.
Jenny!
That's all right. She said something. At least we're communicating, as Cain said to Abel.
Well, aren't you going to sit down and join us?
No, thanks. I'm just fine.
I don't want to frighten you, Jen, but I'd like to give you another compliment. I liked Lionel. He seems real together. But that George Jefferson, he's something else.
Well, at least he always says what he thinks.
Trouble is, he don't think before he says.
And he doesn't talk out of both sides of his mouth.
I think she just called me a hypocrite.
You're damn right I did.
Well, it's good to have the family together again. That's what makes a home.
I don't understand you two. Mr. Slick over here suddenly decides to come home after 2 years, and everything is peaches and cream. Well, don't you think he has some explaining to do?
Look, why don't we just relax and enjoy each other's company? I'm sure Alan will tell us when he's ready.
Yeah. And that won't be until they make Mom's Mabley Miss America.
You know something, Jenny? I thought you'd outgrown it by now.
Huh?
But you haven't, have you?
What are you talking about?
You're still jealous.
Jealous? Of what?
Of me.
Of you?
That's right. And the quicker you face it, the better. The truth will set you free, baby.
Well, I'm not going to stay here another minute while he's here. Call me when he's gone.
Where are you going?
Downstairs. I'd rather be with Mr. Jefferson than him.
George Jefferson?
Yes. At least I know where he's coming from. He believes in calling a spade a spade.
Hey. I guess I didn't do too good a job of making it up to her.
There's no argument there.
I don't know what's going on between you two, Alan, but you're still brother and sister. I suggest you bring her back here and get it straightened out.
Okay.
Well, that's one way of solving your problem, Alan.
What?
You don't have to kill Alan. George Jefferson will do it for you.
Oh, my God. I'd better get down there.
Helen, I told you never to interfere without me.
Oh. Are you serious?
I just can't stay in the same house with him any longer.
Then stay here.
Oh, I was hoping you'd say that.
Stay here? But...
It's okay, Mom. She can have my room.
And where are you going to stay?
In my room.
Fine. It's all right, Jenny. We have plenty of room.
Come on, Jenny. It's no use running away from it.
Oh, leave me alone, will ya?
Really? Who's that at the door?
Ah! If it ain't the zebra who lost his stripes.
What do you want?
I want to talk to my sister, if you don't mind.
Then do it in your own apartment, if you don't mind.
He can't, Pop. Jenny's staying with us.
What? Says who?
Says me.
How do we get a says you before we got a says me?
Pop, don't make things worse. Jenny and Alan already got problems.
That ain't my fault. That's his parents' fault. That's what you get from a mixed marriage. Assorted nuts. Dig where I'm coming from, your whiteness.
I dug where you was coming from yesterday, chump, and you ain't cool.
Say what?
I say, your teeth are yellow and your breath is bad, so get out of my face before you wish you had.
Uh-oh. Give me room. Now look, you better get off my back and leave me alone, because the teeth you save will be your own.
Jack, if it wasn't for the fact that you're 5'2", like white on rice, I'd be all over you.
When you in my house, you better show some respect with your elephant ears and chicken neck.
To collect respect, you gotta earn it. So cover your nose before I burn it.
Your brother can get down when he has to. I mean, he could play some dozens.
I didn't know he could do that.
Take this elite nigga wolfing at my dog. With your yellow behind, I'm going to mop up the entire. You're only half white, so that makes you half all right.
Are they here?
They are here.
Oh, why did everybody have to follow me? Leave me alone.
No, this is getting to be fun. All we need now is an Indian and a Chinaman, and we can make us a rainbow.
Jenny, come on upstairs. This is no place to hang out our dirty laundry.
Why not? I own a cleaning store, don't I?
I'm not going back while his face is there.
Meanwhile, you're afraid to face yourself.
What did you say?
Will someone please tell me what this is all about?
It's easy. He crossed the color line, he's passing for an au fait, and his sister don't dig it.
I don't care what he passes for, as long as he just passes right on by.
Green is a color too, Jenny.
What's money got to do with this?
Now, he means green with envy, Pop, doesn't he, Jenny?
You turn your back on us, Alan.
Look, people are crossing racial lines every day. Everybody does it.
No, not everybody.
Oh, no? Okay, let's be honest. Is there anybody here who hasn't wondered just once what it would be like to be white?
Are you saying that that's what I wanted to look white?
No, but I am saying that you've looked at me and thought, why him?
Just what my father said when I married you.
See, you were the one who had it easy. You went anywhere you wanted. You did anything you wanted.
In other words, why me, right?
Well, yes. Why you?
Hey, it's not important. It's only important to admit it. Alan was right about that.
Ma, did you know that's how I felt?
There's a lot of things I didn't know.
I'm beginning to believe I acted stupidly, too.
Honky see, honky do.
Alan. Why did you stay away so long?
The truth, son. Were you ashamed of us?
Hey, I love you. I'd have come home if you'd asked me to. I figured you didn't care. Maybe it was better if I wasn't around.
Didn't care? We were worried sick all the time you were in Europe.
You never said don't go.
Because we're not possessive parents.
Don't knock it till you've tried it. Okay, maybe it was me too. That's why I went to Paris, because at home... And even in college, I felt I had to be on my guard all the time.
Oh, you mean you played it white?
Yeah, white, right down the line. But in Paris, nobody cared. Nobody asked me who I was or what I was. And it was great for a while. And then I began to ask the question myself. Who am I? That's why I came home, to find out.
I know who you are. My brother.
Oh, isn't that nice?
You mean the fight's over?
Oh, I'm sorry, George Louise. I didn't want to trouble you with our family problems like this.
I know how you're going to fix this problem from the start.
How?
By not getting married.
George! It's all right, Louise. Look, man, I am happy with what I've got. Because he is everything you are not.
Uh-oh. Give me room. I know you happy with what you got, because you yourself ain't that red hot.
Well, when I go searching for a man, my pet, a shrimp like you could never fill my net.
Your mama.
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.